I'm speaking with Mike Stankard, Automotive Industry Practice Leader for Aon, and today we're talking about the impact of autonomous vehicles on the insurance and cyber industries. Thanks so much for speaking with us today, Mike. So what is the expected impact that the autonomous cars will have on the insurance industry?
Well, I think the impact is going to be on many different aspects of the industry. I think the biggest, most notable change, which will take place over the next decade, will be a decline in personal automobile liability insurance needs. I think the autonomous technology is going to be a catalyst for a change in really how people purchase transportation. And I think in the long run, there'll be fewer individual consumers buying vehicles in the kind of away from the traditional mode we have today, and will be effectively getting their transportation provided to them by companies that will be running mobility service companies. So what that means then to the insurance industry is that there'll be a shift away from individual consumers buying their own policies, and there'll be more fleet owners that will be insuring those vehicles that are being provided back to the public.
And so how will self-driving cars impact claims?
I think it's, first of all, there'll be, the estimates right now about 95% of accidents are caused by human error. And so as we fully adapt to autonomous vehicles, if the technology works, and it will, there'll be some trial and error, but there'll be significantly fewer claims for the insurance industry to have to process. Arguably, a drop in claims of 90% or something. I think the new technology might add some incremental claim scenarios, but the traditional claim scenario of an auto accident caused by a driver making a bad decision or falling asleep or being distracted, those will be eliminated by technology. So pretty dramatic impact. The claims that will happen there's a certain percentage of claims that still are the cause of the vehicle itself, the vehicle performance. There's still going to be flat tires and tire blowouts that could cause accidents, or braking systems still need to perform the same whether the car is driven by a person or the technology. And then there'll still be a relatively small share of pure product liability claims where something in the vehicle went wrong and that was the proximate cause of an accident. And those, I think, will be more clear-cut as to who will be responsible, if that's the manufacturer or supplier, where in today's world, I think there's always this kind of gray area of was it the vehicle that didn't perform or was it the driver that didn't perform? And I think for the claims that remain after we eliminate kind of the driver performance ones, I think they'll be more clear-cut and there'll be more technology. Vehicles will have, the equivalent of black boxes that are going to be recording a lot more things. And I think it'll just be real clear-cut as to what went wrong in that particular accident, and it'll be more clear as to who's at fault.
And so what will happen to the cyber insurance market as more autonomous vehicles take the road?
Well, the cyber insurance market is still growing up and trying to kind of figure out where their full scope of impact. And over time, I see the cyber market being a source of capital and an insurance solution that will probably take on the incremental risk of a vehicle being hacked. I think that's that again needs to play itself out. Will hacking of a vehicle be, you know, the responsibility of the manufacturer, or will it be to prevent, or will it be the responsibility of the owner or operator of the vehicle to prevent? You know, those things have to that has to be played out, and there'll probably be some regulations that will provide guidance or legislate, you know, how that will happen. But I see the cyber insurance market eventually playing a significant role in that particular scenario. But today, you know, with autonomous vehicles not being in use yet by consumers, you know, I think that there's time for that to work itself out.
Thank you, Mike Stankard, Automotive Industry Practice Leader for Aon.